Well, today we have a guest joining us here on the phone. Dina Wells is with us. She, in her day job, is the Adair County Extension Director for Adair County ISU Extension and Outreach. But she also works very closely in helping to administer the grant program for Empowering Adair County Foundation. And they have another grant application deadline coming up here in just about a month, middle of October. And we want to talk about a few of the changes that are going to be part of that program this year. Dina, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. How's your summer gone? It's been a different year, hasn't it been?
Oh, my. Yeah. With Extension, the big thing that comes to the forefront is, you know, County Fair was not the same, and all of our programming has been virtual, and it's just been a lot of challenges, just like with any business or individual. This has been a very challenging year.
Yeah, our problem-solving skills are getting much sharper, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Problem-solving just is the main priority of every single day.
It is. But, well, we had a chance to spend a little time at the Adair County Fair this year, and, you know, it was nice that you were still able to put together the show you did. I know the kids all appreciate it and were very well aware that things could have just been canceled, so they were all very happy they got a chance to do what they were able to do.
Yeah, we sure enjoyed seeing the kids, and our show-and-go format worked well for the circumstances, and everybody was good about staying, you know, trying to keep distance, and some were wearing masks, and we tried to do a good job sanitizing after each show, and we just did the absolute best we could, and I do think everybody enjoyed themselves, and we didn't have any major catastrophes, so that was always a huge plus.
You betcha. Well, you know, we talk about COVID and just about everything that we do these days, and we wanted to talk a little bit about the Empowering Adair County Foundation grant cycle coming back around. You've got some pretty good money to hand out, but of course the money's down a little bit this year, and COVID is a factor in that too.
It is. You know, on the positive front, what's wonderful about working with Empowering Adair County Foundation is all the good work it does for all the residents of Adair County. This is actually, this grant cycle in October will be our 15th anniversary. And in the past 14 years, they have literally funded, the committee has funded like $1,410,000, a little over that, in projects and programs throughout Adair County. So it's done a lot of good, and it's exciting to see another grant cycle. We were concerned, you know, there might not be a grant cycle. We didn't know for sure how things were going to go because the casinos, COVID had shut them down in the spring. So we were able to get funding. We have $84,457 that are going towards grant funds, which is down about 17%, but that's still a good amount for grants. And in honor of our 15th year, and because the funds are down slightly, the Empowering Adair County Foundation has created a more simple one-page application form this year. And it's for anybody who has a grant of $3,000 or less that they are applying for. So that's going to be a new thing that we're going to try out this year. The maximum ask amount is $10,000, as with all past years. But we're hoping, because the funds are down, that maybe, you know, there might be some projects out there that would be of a lesser amount, and we could possibly fund more smaller projects. So we're just going to see how this turns out. But all of the grant applications are due October 15th, just like you said, a little less than a month away, and that's to the Adair County Extension Office in Greenfield. That's 154 Public Square in Greenfield, and they need to be to us by 4:30 that day. Now, if you need to mail your applications in, it just has to be postmarked by that day. And then you just need to notify me that you have an application coming so that I can look for it and then make sure it gets into the board's scoring packet so that they can get busy on them.
You bet. Well, and people may ask for, like, say, for example, $10,000, but depending upon the amount of applications that you have and the type of projects that you have requested, you may not be able to grant the total amount for each of those. Is that correct?
Exactly. And that's the hard part of this. We usually average anywhere from 15 to possibly 20 some grant applications. And as with most grant cycles, the ask amount is always over the amount available. So they have to, the board does a phenomenal job. We have a 9-member board that oversees reviewing all of those grants. They read them all, they score them, and then they all come together for a board meeting and make their final decisions as to how funding is going to go. And the money can only go so far. So sometimes they have to make some tough decisions where maybe they can fund a portion of a grant, but they're not able to fund the entire amount. So it's very important that when you do submit a grant application, you put in as much information as you can. Definitely show if you have any matching funds or if you've got other grants that are helping with this project, because they really like to see that you're going all out to make sure all your ducks are in a row and you're ready, your plan of action is ready.
Right. Dina, can you talk a little bit about the types of projects, maybe some of the criteria that's used for these types, what types of projects might get funded?
Absolutely. They kind of have some focus areas that they like to address. And when they score an application, some of that criteria that I should go over is very important. One thing that I try to reiterate every single year is if you were a grant recipient of last year's grant cycle, for you to be able to apply for more funds, you would have to have your current project completed and submit the final report. If that is not done, then you're not eligible to apply for more funding. So that, number one, needs to be expressed. And then when they score those grant applications, they do it on how complete is the application. So if there is a question on the application, you really need to have an answer to it. We've received all kinds of grant applications, and when they're not very complete and they are very vague, it's extremely hard for the board to figure out what your plan of action is. And then also, how does it benefit Adair County citizens, and how does it support, you know, entrepreneurship, excuse me, community and leadership development, and does it identify or address a community need? Those things are very important to the board. And then what they like to see you focus on as far as programs or projects is, you know, does it support or help provide maybe some solid beginnings for children or youth or families? Does it serve as a catalyst for youth or recreational activities? Does it help promote elder care or support services in the county? Does it also help maybe to support the active senior population? And does it promote health and education and vitality of the community? And also, does it address community needs for police, fire, emergency services, or assist in developing quality jobs or tourism or economic development? Anything that provides, you know, maybe a better quality of life for Adair County citizens, that's where the board gets excited.
You bet. So and individuals, businesses, so community groups, can just about anyone who has a positive project that fits into that criteria can apply?
You read my mind. That's exactly where I was going. The ones that are eligible are 501c3 nonprofit organizations, or it can be a government entity such as, you know, the city or the schools, something like that. Those are the type of organizations that can apply for funds. If you're an individual and you have maybe a great project idea that can benefit the residents of Adair County, but you don't have a 501c3, you know, anyway, you can find a fiscal agent who is a 501c3, sure, and they could actually manage those funds for you. So you could use a fiscal agent and still get your project done.
You bet. Well, you hate to turn away good ideas just because of a process. If you can find a way to make that work and it benefits everybody, then there's no reason not to try. Well, as we said, although the money might be down a bit from last year that's available, still you're getting on $85,000, and you can do some pretty good work with that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and we could fund many projects that would benefit county residents. So we look at anything that comes in, and like I said, the board is so self-conscientious about making sure that they review every single application fully and really comes prepared to the board meeting with their ideas of, you know, what funds or what projects they think would be most advantageous to the county.
Absolutely. And everything that they need to know is largely online?
Yes. On Adair County ISU Extension's website, if you were to go to the homepage and just scroll down till you see the Empowering Adair County Foundation logo, you'll see a lot of links and information. I also just posted a recent news release, which indicates that we have X amount of funds, which is down slightly due to COVID, and kind of gave a broad general overview of what to expect for this grant cycle. And also, you know, like I said before, we're really excited about this one-page simple grant application, because our current grant application for larger amounts is a multiple page, and it's very detail oriented, and it takes people quite a long time to complete. But this one-page application form is something new that we're going to try and see how it works, and we have a lot of hope that we can maybe fund some smaller projects and do a lot of good.
Very good. Spread that around a bit around the county. That's the Empowering Adair County Foundation. Again, that deadline for applications coming up October 15th. Check out the website, extension.iastate.edu/Adair. You can find all the information there, or I suppose they could always just give you a call.
Absolutely. They can always call the Adair County Extension office at 641-743-8412, or they can email me directly, which is dwells, W-E-L-L-S, at iastate.edu.
Very simple. Dina, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate the good hard work. Look forward to seeing a lot of great things there in Adair County.
Thank you so much, Jim. We appreciate your help in getting the word out.